Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Some of the things Neil Huntington had to say yesterday on the Neil Huntington Show when asked by Greg Brown, what's the goal for September, Neil? Is it to win games? Is it to get some young guys experience? What is it?
We want to finish strong. We want to set the tone for next year, and we want to, again, reestablish that this isn't the end of the world, and that this really tough stretch, as statistically unlikely as it was, it happened. If you run 10,000 simulations on teams that are supposed to be a 500 team, eight times would you run into a 4-24 stretch, 4-24 stretch according to Fangraphs. So less than 1% chance of what we just experienced. But what we experienced is real.
Yes, it is. It's real. You did go 4-24 out of the All-Star break. So whether there's a 1% chance of it happening or not, it happened.
But this is so frustrating. I mean, I'm almost speechless. We're working off him using as fact something that is a computer model.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
a computer model based on not really a 500 team either, but a less than 500 team, as the story explained, the story that he's citing.
We're working off a baseline of we're supposed to be a 500 team because a computer says we're supposed to be a 500 team. Baseball, number one, isn't played on a computer. Number two, you can sort of like buck that computer model, which I don't believe in to begin with, but you can buck that by changing variables, which is acquiring better players. There's computer models or percentages for an airplane falling out of the sky and hitting my house. I can't change those variables that much. I can't. That's where I live. That's my house. The planes fly over. An engine might fall off and crash through my roof and kill me and my family. Okay, I got it. It's a 1 in 9 million gazillion chance.
Mm-hmm.
I can't change those variables. Unless I move, right? To where airplanes don't fly over.
Right.
He can change the variables of said computer program by getting better players.
Yes.
I'll be real honest. It speaks of we know so much more mm-hmm. than the fan base, and we're going to try to muddy the water here and speak in a condescending way to you guys to tell you what you just saw shouldn't have really happened. But you know what? People who are in the public and Pirate fans and people in this city see what really happened, and they don't care about some computer model. They care about the team being 8-24, whatever it is, out of the All-Star break. And again, it defies logic for me to say that I'm basing what we should do, not off of the players we got, not off the money we're going to spend, not off of development and scouting, whatever, but off of a computer that spits out, this is what your team should do.
And
I'm lost.
I don't want to be told by a guy who's running the organization that has failed so miserably that, don't worry about it. We're smarter than you. We got it all figured out.
Could you imagine if we came in and do our radio show and it was awful and we got terrible ratings and all that, and we said, well, hold on, it's okay to our boss. It's okay.
This only happens 1 out of 10,000 times.
Right, and a computer says our show's supposed to be better. It's okay. It's okay. Tell the advertisers. It's supposed to be better.
Yeah. This is an anomaly. Don't worry about it.
It's just, and another overarching point of this, Chris, is this. If you take those models and you need them to all project out, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take thousands of times. Neil Huntington isn't going to be the general manager for thousands of seasons.
No.
You know, like, it's if you flip a baseball card and it's going to, or a coin, it comes up heads or tails, heads or tails. Well, it's an anomaly. It happened that many times. Neil, you would have had to stand there and flip it 32 million times. You're not going to stand there and flip it 32 million times. You're not going to be the general manager for 1,000 seasons. This screams, I just don't feel like getting mad on a Monday morning.
No, I know, but it's hard not to get mad at this. That's the problem. It all comes back to, We're going to do what we can to maybe be a 500-ish ball club and hope and wish and pray that we catch lightning in a bottle. And then instead of a 4-24 out of the break, we're going to go 24-4. And that's got just as likely a chance to happen when you've got this team in front of you as what just happened.
Hey, bro, if this was the excuse in any other city, you'd be fired today.
Yeah.
If someone came out on their general manager's show in any other city and said, "A computer told me we're not supposed to be this bad," he would be an area scout for another team in a week. He'd be fired as a general manager. There is no way that you can sell to a fan base that a computer told me we're not supposed to be this bad, and I'm sorry, and not be laughed at.
But somehow it's become acceptable in this organization.
It also suggests, like, his starting point is to say his goal is to have a 500 team.
Right.
And as a that's not
and it
the
also
starting point.
That suggests, though, it's understandable if they were a good team and regularly played to winning. You know, and again, the biggest variable they have control over, getting better players.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like...
It turned out that 2015 was the anomaly, right?
Yeah, it looks that more and more. He wants to compare this team to what 2012 to 2013 was. Maybe 13 and 15 and the year in between were the anomalies. Because it doesn't – this year does not look like an anomaly when you got one of the worst run differentials in baseball and you lose 24-28 out of the break and you look like general garbage for a month and a half. That's not an anomaly. That's a month and a half of baseball.
Well, like, wake me up whenever it says National League East – simulations, National League Central simulations,
right,
in the newspaper at the end of the year.
When there's
and
no
that's
season.
How they decide who wins the pennant. Simulations.
You can text us on the Edgar Snyder Associates
fan text
line.
What if Mike Tomlin comes out today and says, you know what we're trying to do? AFC North road action simulations. We're trying to win. Could you imagine what people would say in a city if Colbert said that?
They'd run him out of town.
You know, Chris Boswell makes that kick.
Jim Rutherford said some crazy stuff. He's never going to say, we're trying to win the simulations.
412-928-9370. I have to laugh because if I don't, I'll get really angry.
I'm with you.
7:16 on your Monday morning. Time brought to you by DQE Communications. For reliable business internet, depend on DQE. Neil Huntington had more to talk about with Greg Brown last night on the Neil Huntington Show, including when Greg Brown said point blank, hey, you're going to need more pitching next year with Jameson Taillon out. What are you going to do to solve that problem? What are you going to fill Jameson Taillon's spot in the rotation with next year? What's the offseason plan, Neil?
What externally is available for us to add to the rotation, whether it's depth, or is there another Francisco Liriano out there? Is there another Volquez out there? Is there another Jay Happ out there? We'll explore that.
We're going to roll the dice on somebody again. That's what we're going to do. We're not going to go out and get somebody who's a proven commodity.
So that list that we went over the other day.
Throw it in the garbage.
We could kind of forget about it.
Yeah.
Now, that gets back to what his initial statement was about the computer models. He is in charge of drafting and developing. You know, if you can't find those players out there, right? Like, if...
What if you don't hit on your Burnetts and your Lirianos and your Volquezes and your Haps, which he hasn't in the last 4 years? You know, Chris Archer is the antithesis of what they did with those guys. What if you don't hit on your first-round draft picks like you did with Gerrit Cole? What if Mitch Keller isn't that next guy? What if none of these guys who are at the core of your team right now have anything in them that's like the 2012 team he keeps comparing them to?
Neil Huntington is starting with the premise that this was supposed to be a 500 team. Okay. You know, I'll buy that part of it. You know why it was supposed to be a 500 team? Because you haven't been able to draft and develop. Forget about going out and getting players. Forget about that part. Forget about buying in free agency. Because you haven't been able to draft and develop up to a certain level. So now you've made that bed, but then you want an excuse for that bed.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't work that way. Like, you can't, okay, hey, Dad, I don't have time to clean my room. I just don't have time. Well, you're the guy that made the mess. Well, sorry, I don't have time. I got other things to do. But wait, you're the guy that made the mess. You don't get off.
You don't get a pass.
Right. Like,
you can't.
We're not this dumb, man.
No,
we're not. We're not this dumb as a baseball watching populace in this city to just be talked into a circle by this man to go at the end of the day, you know what? You're right, man. Everything's good. We're not.
You can't look at the results and say, oh, well, I mean, those results. Well, the computer says that's really just an outlier. That's an anomaly. Okay, why is it an outlier and anomaly happening? It's because of what you've accumulated. It's because of the roster that you've put together. And again, to continue to make this comparison to what was the 2012 team that later became a wild card team that won a wild card game and went to the NLDS
but look who
in 2013.
Was backfilling the 2012 team.
Well, look at the pieces you had in place, too.
Correct.
Where's your Andrew McCutchen?
Right.
Where's your Neil Walker? Where's your Pedro Alvarez? Where's your A.J. Burnett?
That's my whole
You have
point.
Those guys on this team? Do you have a Garrett Cole coming up next
the
year?
The cavalry was on its
you
way
don't.
In 2012.
You don't. You don't have that.
And you had a minor league system at the time that was really legitimately ranked high, right?
Right.
It's disastrous, and we're being talked to like we don't know what we're doing, as opposed if there was ever a time for, you know what, we're just working to get better and not and shedding the excuses. I don't know if Neil Huntington could make himself a figure which we could have some compassion for. I don't know if he could fully do that, but he could go a long way to coming off it a little bit.
He could fall on his sword rather than maybe nick his earlobe with it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because he says occasionally, you know, that's on me. I've got to do better. I haven't done well enough. That's okay. You took a little nick off your chin while you were shaving. No, fall on the sword. Fully on the sword. Because what you've done is you've put together a team that just point blank, flat out, isn't good enough. I don't care what the damn computers say.
Well, and again, if the computer says this is supposed to be a 471 team or whatever
right.
you said, the reason we're here is because of draft and development. So the reason it's there, let's not bypass the crux of this. You can't draft, you can't develop, you can't get people to the major leagues that can be anything more than a 500 team. You don't get a pass for that initial portion of it.
You also don't get a pass for going out and getting the quote-unquote reclamation projects that haven't been developed, that haven't been fixed either.
But Jordan Lyles was your fix in the offseason.
Right.
Or one of them.
Or Chris Archer last year.
Correct.
Hasn't worked out with those guys either.
So, like, this is a whole don't look over here, look over there sort of thing.
Right.
And it's just, it screams to, there's no other way to say it. It screams to speaking condescendingly to the fan base.
It's trying to defend a job that's indefensible.
Yeah.
Which is exactly
the muddying the water, though, with these numbers is...
That's all it's trying to do.
And it does Neil Huntington no favors. It makes him the bad guy even more.
Yes.
Whenever he could just... You know what I want him to say is, hey, we're real... He was almost better off a couple years ago when he came out and was like, hey, we're handcuffed money-wise, free agency-wise.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got... It's a crapshoot with me. I've got to identify talent. If I don't, I'm screwed. That's what he should be saying right now. He's run the risk of getting fired by the owner. Do it. But just say, hey, I'm not allowed to... I got a ceiling. This is the money I'm allowed to spend. I need to draft and develop better. What the hell's wrong with just being honest?
Nothing.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.